a little less than fat.
Okay, it doesn't mean strong.
It doesn't, well, it does mean strong. But when I think in terms of stout, I don't think in terms of strength. I think in terms of size. Mm-hmm. A person who's a little less than fat, who may be a little more solid.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Would you ever say that butter going bad was stout?
No. I would say that butter going bad was spoiling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then a person who is very easy to get along with, always has a smile on his face, you say he's very...
jolly, pleasant, mm-hmm. warm.
Good.
Congenial.
What would you say about an animal that's easily managed?
I would say that he was docile.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you use that about a person?
I might say that about a person. I might.
Okay. And then a boy in his teens who can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture, you say he's very...
clumsy. Or he could very well be very adolescent. Because an adolescent will walk through a table as you walk around it. But I would say that he's clumsy or cumbersome.
Okay. And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
he's foolish. All right. Yes, I guess I would just say he's foolish if he's doing things that don't make sense.
Would you use the noun form? Would you say he's a fool?
I might, at times. I try to avoid it.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems so terrible to call someone a fool.
Is it because of the verse in the Bible that says you're in danger of hellfire if you call your brother?
It could very well be. That is in the back of my mind.
Some people quote that when you ask them that question.
Uh-huh. That verse is there.
Uh-huh.
But I think that we ought to be very careful about tacking on the term fool to a person. I think mainly because of its harsh connotations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call a person who won't spend a penny?
A miser.
Anything else?
A pinch penny sometimes.
Okay.
Or tight.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about another adjective? You say he's very...
He could very well be frugal.
Mm. Well, that's kind of a nice way to put it, though. What's another mm-hmm. word that's not so nice?
Beginning with stingy.
Yeah, that's the one I had in mind.
Uh-huh.
Then, if you use the word common about a person, what would it mean?
If I said a person was common, that person, a common person, is a person without self-respect, mm-hmm. More or less.
Mm-hmm.
We were always taught that no matter what you do, never be common.
Mm-hmm.
It was it was always a word that had very negative connotations.
Suppose it were about a girl.
Oh, there was nothing worse than a girl who was common.
What does it mean?
But it generally means a lack of self-respect. It could very well be a lack of morals.
Mm-hmm.
A lack of decency and scruples.
Mm-hmm. How about an old person who still gets around and does all his own work and so forth? You'd say he's still very...
Well, if he's old and can get around, I guess he would say he's still very mobile.
Well, what are some other words for that?
Really,
for his age, he's very...
he's very fortunate.
Yes, that's certainly true. But, you know, he's a farmer and he still goes out and cuts wood,
out.
Milks the cows, slops the hogs.